More news of fighting in Syria. Heavy fighting in Damascus. Tanks and soldiers have been deployed there, we're told. Security forces are also continuing their efforts to crush anti-government protests in the central city of Homs in Deraa and the coastal city of Banias. A foreign journalist still not allowed to enter Syria, so we're joined now by the BBC's correspondent Jim Muir, who's covering the developments from Beirut. Jim, what are you hearing that's going on today in Syria?
Well, the most recent stuff is from this place called Muazzamia, which is a western suburb just outside Damascus itself. The capital has not had major trouble in its inner quarters, partly because the authorities have been they've drawn a red line. Basically, they're not allowing any sign of protest that erupts after Friday prayers, for example, is jumped on very, very quickly. But these outlying suburbs have been less controllable. So, in the latest moves, they've sent troops and tanks into Muazzamia, cutting electricity and phone lines and so on. There's sounds of explosions and gunfire, according to local people who are obviously on the side of the protesters, and mass arrests, including women. Meanwhile, also up in Homs, they're continuing operations there. Some local people are saying that security forces going into hospitals and taking out wounded people with specific wounds to legs, for example, who are then handed over a day or two later to their relatives with gunshot wounds to the head, dead. That is what people are saying. We obviously can't verify because we can't be there.
Well, what is the, I mean, we've also had a number of criticisms coming out of not just the United Nations, but other countries around the world. What is the response from the government?
Basically, complete silence. It's very busy on the ground doing what it believes it has to do to stay in power. The grip of, or the influence of countries like the United States, Europe, and so on Syria is weak at the best of times, and at a time when the regime feels it is fighting for its survival against the biggest challenge it's faced in more than 40 years of rule by the Assad family and the Ba'ath Party, they will not heed any outside protests. And there is they've known from the beginning that there's no chance of the Arab world uniting against them, as they did with Libya and Colonel Gaddafi, and indeed of the UN and the outside world in general united against them. That's not going to happen. The West has no appetite for further adventures and interventions. So they know that they've got a clear run as far as that's concerned.
We're speaking with Jim Muir, a BBC correspondent located in Beirut. So, I mean, all of your reporting has to be done based on the views and perspectives of people who speak to you from Syria, either from the government or these activists themselves. At this point, do the activists feel like things are escalating, that they can continue this fight or even broaden it?
Well, what's escalating is the ferocity of the government's crackdown. And obviously, people are still coming out, but they would come out in much larger numbers were they not being deterred by this iron fist that is crunching them when they come out after Friday prayers. But there's no sign of the dissent dying away. And every drop of blood that's spilled will be alienating more people.
That's Jim Muir, correspondent reporting for our partner, the BBC, from Beirut. Again, foreign journalists still not allowed to enter Syria. And we're talking about heavy fighting going on in several cities across the country of Syria, Damascus, Homs, Deraa, and the coastal town of Banias. Thank you so much, Jim.